Leah Song and Chloe Smith say it's unusual to go a day without connecting. So when Chloe found herself grounded in Costa Rica for nearly the first year of the pandemic, a continent away from her older sister, technology took care of the communication. She said their challenge was more spiritual.
These times are poignant, the winds have shifted. It's all we can do to stay uplifted.
We were doing a lot of indigenous rights work. We were at Standing Rock. One of our main songs, Resilient, came from that place. And then it was like everything went quiet. And now we're resurfacing.
Realigned and on point. Power to the peaceful. Prayers to the waters. Women at the center. All vessels open to give and receive.
The sisters said their band, Rising Appalachia, is as much an outlet for community as for artistic expression. Since their recorded debut in 2006, they've produced 8 albums of socially urgent Americana, infused with sounds and inflections from around the world. The pandemic cut them off from people, but not their muse. They formed a songwriting group with 3 other women, each of them sharing new music with one another every week for the past 2 years and counting. They said they're excited by what's come from it, a collaborative album of new a cappella music.
None of us had been in a sphere where you shared super fresh music. It was very vulnerable, but eventually you got over the vulnerability part and realized, wow, this is how writers kind of keep that muscle going, is you learn how to not be super attached to like the outcome of the song. You just kind of want to write.
Music was at the root of the sisters' upbringing in Atlanta. Their parents were string players in a community of square dance and Cajun musicians and folk artists who brought them to the Swannanoa Gathering and the Black Mountain Music and Leaf Festivals.
They drug us around willingly to a lot of fiddle camps and music camps, and we enjoyed that.
We knew as very young women that art would be some part of our story, but we didn't know how it would take its shape, and that's continued to be formed as we have continued to grow as an ensemble.
Come change the system. Come stir up some mischief. Come be the catalyst. Come be the alchemist.
While the sisters say feminism and globalism have always been at the roots of their lyrical inspirations, conversations with audiences have shaped much of their artistic evolution.
We had a stage where we were very angry and we were very frustrated and we wanted to put that directly into the music. Not at all that we are not still feeling a lot of the furor of the times, but I think that we started to realize actually that we wanted the music to be a tool that brought people together. And we actually began to write music that had more questions in it. Like an intellectual process for us. You know, it's not like, let's make an album of fusion music because it would be quirky or interesting or weird or catchy. The musicians who have naturally come to the project have informed us, and then the music tends to be more responsive than designed.
There's been times in the studio where we've had too many styles going on and we've nixed really beautiful songs because there was just too many influences going on, to be totally honest.
Chloe lives in Weaverville and Leah near downtown Asheville. When not making music, Leah said she's obsessed with rock climbing and looking for horse archery classes. Chloe is deep into small farming.
We want to have a home life and we want to kind of balance out the nervous system from tour, as glorious and fun as it is to play live shows. It's hard on the body. So we are rebalancing and recalibrating the road to be probably about half as much as
we're doing. And we're happy to be back out on the road. We just want to do it a little better.
The sisters said their collaborative a cappella album, titled Cradle, will be out in the fall, and that they're very early in their writing for the next Rising Appalachia record. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.